Let's talk about some of the important cases in the UM-UIM panoply or universe. Henson is probably the first case that you're going to want to be familiar with. The contractual obligation to pay benefits does not arise until liability and damages are determined. That's legal entitlement. We're going to go into some more detail concerning what constitutes legal entitlement, but that's the beginning. Liability and damages must be determined. A settlement with a third-party tortfeasor is simply not enough to establish this legal entitlement. And there's no obligation to pay benefits until the tortfeasor's liability and damages are established by the fact finder in a UIM case. Well, let me take a moment to talk about this. This is pre-Brainerd. Brainerd, of course, relied on Henson, but this is very important when, particularly on the defense side of the docket, you're faced with allegations of breach of contract. Henson and then Brainerd confirmed there is no obligation to pay benefits until the tortfeasor's liability and damages are established by the fact finder in the UIM case. Take a look at page 2 of my article for some of the high points of that Henson decision. The second important case, of course, is Brainerd. Brainerd confirmed Henson that there is no obligation to pay these benefits until you establish legal entitlement, liability and damages of that tortfeasor. And it's not enough for UM benefits for the filing of a lawsuit. Now, Henson tells you that settlement's not enough. Brainerd is going to tell you that filing a lawsuit is not enough. What triggers the duty is the actual establishment of legal entitlement, either by settlement or by judgment. Henry Moore touched on this, and I want to lay the groundwork of this for this. Brainerd establishes that there are no attorney's fees before obtaining judgment, establishing this legal entitlement. Now, we now know, and what's pending before the Texas Supreme Court in the Irwin case, as Henry said just a moment ago, is that Brainerd addresses contractual liability. Article 38.001. It is not a discussion of just and equitable attorney's fees in the declaratory judgment area. So talking simply about the contractual liability, Brainerd and Henson establish, in order to have contractual liability for a UM or UIM claim, you've got to establish legal entitlement. Legal entitlement means establishing the liability and damages of the tortfeasor in the underlying case. In a moment, we'll get into credits and things of that nature. It's not enough to settle. That doesn't establish legal entitlement. It's not enough to file a lawsuit. We're getting to the point where it's going to be clear that presently what is necessary to establish contractual liability for UIM benefits is either going to be a settlement with a UIM carrier acknowledging legal entitlement and payment, or a judgment establishing legal entitlement. Take a look at page 3 of my article for further discussion on Brainerd. Now, there are two ways to establish legal entitlement, as I alluded to just a moment ago. The first is a settlement between the plaintiff and the insurance company. That's pretty simple. If the insurance carrier says, yes, I agree, you're legally entitled to these benefits, and we're going to pay you the policy limits, we'll get you a check in 2 weeks, and they don't do that, well, you have a contract establishing legal entitlement. You can sue for that. You can sue under the insurance code for that. You have established legal entitlement. The more usual scenario, though, is that you have got to have a trial binding on the insured that establishes negligence, proximate cause, and damages in excess of offsets and credits. That is the slide that you'll want to make sure you take a good look at when you're asked, well, what is your definition of legal entitlement? It's generally not a settlement. It's going to be this, a trial that's binding on that insurance company that establishes negligence, proximate cause, and damages in excess of offsets and credits.